With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. The rainy season is upon us here in the Monterey Bay area, and because of this summer's major wildfires, the season will be accompanied with a significant risk of debris flows. KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports on the many local communities at risk.
When wildfire moves across a landscape, it changes it. Soil is burned, vegetation is charred, and that's when there's a concern about debris flows.
It's just a cement-like slurry that can move downhill very quickly and flow like a fluid, even though it's maybe 80% solids.
That's Kevin Cooper, a retired U.S. Forest Service biologist.
And that can really move some very large boulders. It's very, very powerful. It has all this inertia and just can go right through homes and trees and everything.
Cooper led the team that looked into the potential for debris flows after the Dolan fire in the Big Sur area. He's been doing this kind of work for decades and says it's the wildfires that increase the risk for debris flows.
It drives some of the oils, waxes, and resins down into the soil where it recondenses into a kind of a waterproof layer. It's called a hydrophobic layer. And that water repellent layer can cause the rainfall that comes to flow and sheet off of that.
Cooper says soil erosion is expected under normal conditions, but is exaggerated after wildfire with up to 400 times the amount of soil loss.
Seriously, one storm of maybe 15, 20 minutes an hour, that on a dry soil, that could cause a lot of damage.
Damage that could result in loss of life. The Dolan fire burn scar isn't the only area Monterey County is monitoring for increased risk for debris flows. Kelsey Scanlon is an emergency services planner for the county.
Water can move fairly far away from its place of origin. And so when we look at potential risks for increased storm runoff, we were really looking at 1 to 2 miles away from each of the burn scars.
Scanlon describes her job as a bit like Tetris, connecting people with resources. The county has identified over 1,300 homes within 1 mile of the burn scars of the River, Carmel, and Dolan fires. But the risks go beyond these individual homes.
There are a good portion of homes that are not listed as values at risk. But if the roadway 3 miles up is impacted, you might have to shelter in place for more than 72 hours.
For Scanlon, the risk of debris flows comes down to these tips.
If you can look up and you see a burn slope, to some degree, you're at risk. The other is that if the rain is coming down, get to high ground.
In Santa Cruz County, debris flows around the CZU Lightning Complex burn scar could affect more than 1,000 homes, mostly in the San Lorenzo Valley.
The debris flow hazard after the fire here is probably one of the most acute things that I've had to deal with in my career.
That's Jeffrey Nolan, the Santa Cruz County geologist. The county's preparations have included studying the 2018 Montecito debris flow in Southern California, where more than 20 people died and over 400 structures were destroyed or damaged.
They estimated that only 25% of the people that were supposed to evacuate for the debris flows evacuated, whereas 75% of the people evacuated for the fire. We really took that to heart here.
Nolan says there's many reasons why debris flows are so dangerous and why people should heed all evacuation orders.
They're very rapid. You can't really outrun them generally. They often happen at 2 o'clock in the morning when it's pouring down rain.
He says they can sound like a jet plane flying almost overhead. But at the end of the day, debris flows need rain to kick off. It all comes down to what's in the forecast. Brian Garcia is our region's warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service.
This winter, what we're looking at due to La Nina is we're actually looking at a drier than normal winter.
Garcia says they're expecting anything between 30 and 70% of normal precipitation.
However, that said, all of the rain that we get for the winter could come in one or two storms.
Being prepared for a debris flow means following the weather forecast, knowing your zone, and signing up for emergency alerts in case an evacuation is called. It means researching the exact risks to your location and taking action in the form of clearing out culverts or getting sandbags. And this isn't a short-term risk. Vegetation and soils can take a long time to recover after a fire, meaning there's a possibility of debris flows locally for the next 3 to 5 years. Michelle Loxton, KEZU News.